With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Many U.S. farmers say a newly announced $12 billion federal aid package will not be enough to offset mounting financial pressure caused by weak commodity prices, high input costs, and lingering trade disruptions. The assistance unveiled by the Trump administration is designed as a temporary bridge for producers facing declining export demand and rising expenses, but farm groups and economists warn the payments may only partially cover losses, particularly for growers hit hardest by reduced overseas sales. Soybean producers remain among the most affected after years of reduced purchases from China, once the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans. Corn, wheat, and specialty crop producers have also reported narrowing margins. USDA officials say the aid is intended to stabilize farm income while longer-term policy changes take shape. Still, some farmers argue the package does little to address structural trade challenges, including market access barriers and growing competition from foreign exporters. Mexico has launched an investigation into U.S. pork imports, alleging that unfair pricing and government subsidies may be harming Mexican producers and processors. Mexico's Secretariat of Economy said it initiated anti-dumping and countervailing duty probes after domestic pork producers, processors, and trade groups complained that imports of U.S. hams and pork shoulders surged and were sold at less than fair value. The complaints allege the imports pressured domestic prices and hurt profitability. The ministry will examine alleged dumping and subsidies from 2024 and assess potential injury to the domestic industry from January 1st of 2022 through 2024. The subsidy investigation will review federal and state-level grants and payments. Under World Trade Organization rules, countries may impose duties if dumped or subsidized imports cause material injury. Mexico is the top export market for U.S. pork, importing about 1.1 million metric tons, valued at nearly $2.6 billion in 2024. A new USDA labeling rule takes effect January 1st, tightening standards for when meat, poultry, and egg products may be identified as a product of the United States. Under the regulation, finalized in March of 2024, companies may use labels such as product of USA or made in the USA only if the animals were born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. Meat from animals imported live or feeding or processing no longer qualifies. Products that are minimally processed may use qualified claims such as noting they were sliced or packaged domestically using imported meat. The rule does not require companies to use U.S. origin labels, but any firm that does must maintain records supporting that claim. The USDA will generically approve labels without additional verification programs. The regulation applies only to domestic sales, not exports. Critics warn it could strain trade ties, particularly with Canada and Mexico, and discourage imports of live animals. The Department of Agriculture does not plan to issue additional emergency farm aid beyond the recently announced $12 billion assistance package, even as financial stress deepens across the farm sector, said Richard Fordyce, USDA's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. The payments are intended to help producers cope with low commodity prices, elevated production costs, and reduced export demand tied to ongoing trade tensions. But economists and farm advocates warn many operations may continue to struggle without further support or stronger export growth. U.S. agriculture has traditionally posted trade surpluses, but rising imports and slowing exports have pushed the sector into a widening trade deficit. USDA officials say budget constraints and exiting authorities limit the department's ability to offer more aid in the near term. Many farmers, however, say long-term relief will depend less on direct payments and more on expanded trade opportunities. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.